Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer steps down. U.S. Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer is leaving her post, a White House official announced on April 20th. The former businesswoman from Oregon who was appointed to President Donald Trump's cabinet last year will take a position in the private sector, according to White House Director of Communications Stephen Chung. She has done a phenomenal job in her role by protecting American workers, enacting fair labor practices, and helping Americans gain additional skills to improve their lives, Chung said. Deputy Secretary Keith Sonderling will serve as Acting Secretary of Labor, Chung said. The secretary said she was proud of the progress she made during her time in the Trump administration. It has been an honor and a privilege to serve in this historic administration and work for the greatest president of my lifetime, Chavez de Remer said in a post on X following the White House announcement. At the Department of Labor, I am proud that we made significant progress in advancing President Trump's mission to bridge the gap between business and labor and always put the American worker first. Chavez de Remer said the department was able to create new pathways to mortgage-paying jobs, prepare workers to excel in the age of artificial intelligence, take steps to lower prescription drug costs, and promote retirement security, among other improvements. Thinking back to my first job packing peaches in rural California, it taught me the value of hard work, a value that I have carried with me every single day in this job and throughout my time in public service, she said in the post. We live in the best country in the world, and I am incredibly grateful that I had this opportunity to meet workers across the nation, listen to their stories, and deliver wins for them and their families. Beyond her work in business, Chavez de Remer served as a Republican representative from Oregon who supported pro-union legislation. Before she resigned, Chavez de Remer proposed a rule to make it easier for 401 plans to include alternative assets, such as cryptocurrency, real estate, and private market investments. Chavez de Remer is the third cabinet member to resign in less than 2 months. Former Attorney General Pam Bondi's last day was April 2nd, after Trump announced she would transition to a private sector position. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was replaced by Marquain Mullen, previously a U.S. senator from Oklahoma, last month. Chavez de Remer's announcement was made amid allegations of misconduct by the secretary and alleged improper actions taken by her father detailed in the New York Times and the New York Post. The news organization cited unnamed sources, and the claims were categorically denied by Chavez de Remer and her family members. The department's inspector general's office didn't immediately return a request seeking confirmation of any investigations. Sonderling thanked the outgoing secretary for her leadership in a post on X. Under your reign, the Department of Labor reversed years of bad policy from the previous administration, cutting regulatory burdens, exposing fraud, boosting apprenticeships, and making life more affordable for hardworking Americans, Sonderling said. Thank you to President Trump for the opportunity to serve as Acting Secretary of Labor. We will keep up the fight to put American workers first.